We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, courageous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Nepalese surgeon helps to restore the sight of many grateful individuals. In science news, a United States astrophysicist proposes a new theory on the origin of Saturn's rings. In animal welfare news, a collaborative endeavor in Scotland helps corn-bunting birds find safe habitat on farmland. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 20th, is the birthday of the President of Mozambique, His Excellency Armando Emilio Guebuza, born in 1943. President Guebuza has voiced his strong commitment to bringing prosperity to the nation. The economy has shown growth with His Excellency's leadership. In addition, President Guebuza encourages innovation, excellence, and entrepreneurial spirit to deal with future concerns. Our appreciation, Your Excellency President Armando Emilio Guebuza, for your dedicated efforts in bettering the lives of the Mozambican citizens. We respectfully wish you a wonderful birthday with cherished ones.
Lion News. Rescue efforts continue as death toll mounts in Brazil. As of Wednesday, January 18th, officials confirmed at least 727 fatalities and up to 300 still missing from flash floods and mudslides that began last week in the hardest hit state of Rio de Janeiro. With difficult weather and terrain hampering the timely arrival of rescue crews, survivors, who themselves are said to be at risk of new mudslides, have begun digging to find loved ones. Amidst the tragedy have been some hopeful signs, such as the rescue of one man who had been buried for 16 hours, and the successful delivery of supplies to a community stranded for 6 days after a helicopter spotted their SOS outlined on the ground. Meanwhile, approximately 14,000 people displaced thus far are staying in shelters or with relatives, with officials saying that the force of the water and mud striking the region has permanently changed its geography.
Upon first hearing of the worsened conditions on January 14th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had immediately offered $15,000, adding another $50,000 on January 19th. The combined $65,000 could obtain $296,000 in emergency supplies purchased in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living. Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, she also asked that our nearby association members, particularly medical doctors, please go quickly to bring tents to the victims and to help them in whatever way is needed. We are grateful for the efforts of the Brazilian personnel and all working to ease the conditions of the disaster-stricken people, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive care extended to the most vulnerable. With our sincere sympathies for the lives lost, we pray that the affected residents are graced with resiliency and a swift return to their regular daily lives as we strive to restore the stability of the ecosphere through our kinder regard for all beings.
Heavy snowfall sweeps Japan. A cold air mass brought days of excessive snowfall across central and western parts of the nation, with up to 2.4 meters of snow recorded as of Monday, January 17th. In Aichi Prefecture, the city of Nagoya saw more than 10 centimeters for the first time in 3 years, prompting major automaker Toyota Motor Corporation to close down 11 of its 12 factories. The weather system also brought strong winds that generated high waves over 6 meters in height in some coastal regions along the Sea of Japan, with the snow also affecting 67,000 train commuters as it disrupted transportation. There were fortunately no reports of human casualties or injuries. With gratitude for the safety of the Japanese people, we pray that such weather extremes may soon subside through our concerted efforts to lead more eco-conscientious lifestyles.
Earthquake strike Indonesia and Pakistan. On Tuesday, January 18th, Indonesia was shaken by a strong quake measuring 6.5 off the western coast of Sumatra Island, 115 kilometers southwest of Bintuhan. The following morning in Pakistan, at around 1:30 a.m., residents of southeastern Balochistan province were awakened and fled in panic as they were jolted by a 7.2 magnitude tremor centered 45 kilometers west of Dalbandin. The Pakistan Meteorological Department reported that the powerful quake was also felt in Punjab and Sindh provinces and as far away as the countries of Iran and India. In 2005, a similar magnitude quake in northern Pakistan caused 73,000 fatalities. However, this one fortunately struck in a relatively remote region, and while officials were dispatched to check villages close to the epicenter of the tremor, there were no initial reports of injuries or significant damage. Our thankfulness to heaven for the protection of those in earthquake-shaken areas, as we pray that potential disasters such as these subside through humanity's gentle stewardship of our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. and Chinese presidents meet in Washington, D.C. Arriving in the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, January 19th, Chinese President Hu Jintao was welcomed by President Barack Obama for an official three-day visit. With initial meetings that focused on trade, the two leaders, along with U.S. and Chinese business executives, agreed on new contracts valued at $45 billion U.S. dollars, which are expected to benefit 70 companies and create 235,000 U.S. jobs. During a press conference, President Obama characterized the leaders' discussions as excellent, saying that deeper relations between their countries are critical for mutual advancement, while President Hu affirmed the importance of continued cooperation in fulfilling each party's interests and concerns.
We have an enormous stake in each other's success. In an interconnected world, in a global economy, nations, including our own, will be more prosperous and more secure when we work together.
女士们, 先生们, 当今世界正处在大发展, 大变革, 大调整时期, 求和平, 谋发展, 促合作, 已经成为不可阻挡的时代潮流。 让我们抓住机遇, 携手前行, 共同加强, 中美伙伴合作, 同世界各国一道, 推动建设, 持久和平, 共同繁荣的和谐世界.
Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, on your cordial and fruitful meetings to bring the best benefit to fellow citizens in both your nations. With our best wishes for the success of your visit, may the people of the United States and China flourish in ever-expanding prosperity and friendship.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev visits Palestine. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas welcomed the Russian leader at the governor's residence in the ancient city of Jericho, where the two discussed Middle East peace efforts as well as humanitarian aid from Russia to Palestine and signed several bilateral agreements. President Medvedev also reaffirmed his nation's commitment to the recognition of an independent Palestine, saying the creation of such a state would be beneficial to everyone, Palestinians, Israelis, and the entire region. That is what we should aim for. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for this amicable visit that furthers your cooperative relations. May Palestinians and Russians alike prosper in dignity and fulfillment as we look forward to the prevailing of shared respect and peace across the Middle East.
Loving Hut, an active part of Mongolia's veg trend. In Mongolia, the time-honored Buddhist tradition of vegetarianism is becoming more and more a part of mainstream life.
Thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai's encouragement of sharing savory, animal-free cuisine at affordable prices, Loving Hut locations have been growing rapidly worldwide and in Mongolia, including in the country's second-largest city, Gakan.
Өнөөдөр Дархан хотод анх удаага Loving Hut vegan restaurant-ы нээлт болж байна. Энэхүү Loving Hut restaurant нь хөл өмнө ихтэй худалдааны гудамжинд оршиж, олон хүмүүст ирүүл, амт чанар сайтай, байгаль орчинд ээлтэй vegan хоолоор үйлчлэгээрээ алдартай байна.
Үнний хувьд л ер нь ярих юм байхгүй нэг их амт гэсэн мөрлөг, чанарлаг, амтлаг их гоё хоолтой байдаг юм.
Meanwhile, Mongolia's newest loving hut in Ulaanbaatar celebrated its grand opening, welcoming dignitaries along with the public to spacious dining halls and hearty, cruelty-free meals.
One of the dignitaries, Mongolian Presidential Advisor for Urban and Rural Development, Mr. Ekambaya Lombo, shared his supportive thoughts about Supreme Master Chinghai's ideals for loving hearts.
Bravo, loving huts in Mongolia, for spreading the joy and eco-benefits of plant-based living. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support of this delightful endeavor. With our heartfelt wishes that our world becomes quickly veg to save our planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
U.S. support for Afghan war dips to lowest level since presidential election. A new poll by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut, USA, has revealed that support by U.S. voters for the war in Afghanistan went down to 41% in January 2011, which is the lowest since President Barack Obama assumed office in 2008. A poll conducted by the Washington, D.C.-based Afghan Study Group also found support diminishing even among conservative voters who are now more concerned about escalating war costs.
I don't believe that war is ever the answer. You can't make peace with war.
The American people don't support this, and there really is no military answer to this problem in Afghanistan.
Speaking to the press, Republican Senator Richard Lugar, a ranking committee member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, also indicated a growing dissatisfaction among Americans at the idea of spending billions of dollars of taxpayers' money in Afghanistan for years to come. He stated, "For ordinary Americans looking at all this, they wonder, where does this stop?"
This is a time for clear thinking, and it's not clear thinking when people are talking about war and peace in the same breath, battle and negotiations in the same breath. You know, if we're going to be consistent, we should turn to negotiations right now and not be escalating. No, we really, if we're really concerned about the people of Afghanistan, we'll stop the war. We'll negotiate a settlement. We'll bring our troops home.
Our thanks, Quinnipiac University, Afghan Study Group, and Senator Lugar for highlighting the growing feeling of American citizens for the need to change from the ways of war. May such findings help leaders and individuals alike realize a new priority of bringing improvement to people's lives through only peaceful means.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Love of Centuries, number one bestseller at Kingstone Bookstores. Having just premiered on New Year's Day, the Chinese edition of Supreme Master Ching Hai's new poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, quickly topped the charts of Kingstone Online Bookstore, Formosa's or Taiwan leading retail book franchise.
The volume reached number one on the best-selling Chinese books list, as well as the Spotlight New Chinese Books list, and was first as the weekly number one in Kingstone's online bookshop from January 10th to January 16th. The Love of Centuries is the most recently released of Supreme Master Ching Hai's highly popular books, with The Noble Wilds, The Dogs in My Life, and The Birds in My Life also being international bestsellers.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing these cherished verses for the joy and upliftment of readers around the world. May such heartfelt compositions further awaken all souls to the divine grace resonating within each of us.
The Chinese edition of The Love of Centuries is available online at www.kingstone.com.tw.
Save our planet. Glutton fire sets to worsen in Australia and worldwide. As intense flooding continues to spread across the southern continent, the death toll has climbed to 30, with tens of thousands of people still unable to return to their homes and damage to crops that could exceed $1 billion Australian dollars. With other globally reported calamities, such as the 2010 fires in Russia and Pakistan's devastating floods, as well as more recent extreme flooding in Brazil, where fatalities have reached 700 and 15,000 are thus far rendered homeless, discussions have become more frequent on the disastrous links of climate change.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Dr. Matthew England of the University of New South Wales Climate Change Research Centre highlighted the recent calamity in Australia as an example of how warming due to greenhouse gases is adversely energizing the atmosphere-ocean system to produce extreme weather patterns on a global scale.
For these Queensland rains, the events themselves can be linked to the La Nina, but the intensity is unlikely to have reached where it has reached without global warming. People will remember the bushfires in Victoria only a couple of years ago. A very senior weather expert in Australia said that is a climate change event, categorically. And that was an event that caused untold damage. Again, lives were lost, whole towns were burnt down. We've always had bushfires in Australia. We've always had floods. These events are familiar to us. But it's the progression of these events, it's the increased number of extreme events, the increased severity of bushfires in the subtropics, very heavy rain events in the tropics. And we're seeing this not just in Australia, we're seeing this occur globally.
Expressing his sense of duty to alert the public about these and other such troubling findings on climate change impacts, Dr. England urged for investing in mitigating measures before we must pay in lives and larger damages.
I hold some sort of fear in some sense that the problem's going to get much deeper before we solve it. It's good to see people fighting on after these events and rebuilding their lives, and that's a very important thing to do, but we need to also think about how we can change our emissions of greenhouse gases, because that will see the number of these events not ramp up at such a rapid rate.
Our appreciation, Dr. England, for pointing to this truly alarming reality of increasing devastation already being faced by people in Australia and across the globe. With prayers for the disaster affected, especially those who have lost loved ones, may governments and citizens join in striving for the shared goal of halting global warming through wise, rapid actions.
During a 2008 video conference in Australia with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai cautioned, as she has long been doing, that climate change-related disasters could intensify to a point of no return unless humankind switches to a planet-protecting lifestyle.
The world is not completely destroyed yet quickly, but the disasters still continue. It's just that it's not the point of no return yet. At the point of no return, that will be rolling downhill then. Yeah, no change can be taken place anymore as more vegetarian people join in, and a little bit of saving from the planetary environmental protection. We earn more than that now already. But we cannot keep extending forever, okay? Yes. Because even as we are extending our deadline to change the problem of the planet will also continue to take its course with the disaster that is coming. Let's hope we will change the course of the disaster. Not only in Australia that we will avoid disaster, but everywhere in the world.
Save our planet. As record cold continues to affect many parts of China, Inner Mongolia's Hulunbuir city reports unprecedented temperatures of minus 40 degrees Celsius.
Save our planet. Saying that organic farming is economical while improving the health of the entire ecosystem, Dr. R.R. Hanchino, Vice Chancellor of the University of Agricultural Sciences, Dharwad in India's Karnataka state, recommends the practice across all regions, especially those affected by droughts.
Warning news. Some 226,400 pounds of ground beef is recalled throughout the U.S. states of California and Oregon as consumer complaints of discoloration and off odors leads health officials to find that returned meat products were being repackaged and redistributed for sale.
Hello, I'm Hippy the Zebra. And this is my lovely wife, Bella.
Hi everyone, we're following an earth-protecting, animal-free diet.
Today we have a household tip on storing leftover paint. Consider using glass jars. That way the paint won't dry out, and you can easily tell the color.
By placing a couple of layers of Teflon tape around the jar's threads before applying the lid, you can be sure of an airtight seal.
Thank you for your attention. And thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
Medical news, a Nepalese surgeon helps to restore the sight of thousands of grateful individuals. Over his 30-year career, Dr. Sandok Ruud has removed more than 100,000 cataracts. Using a form of surgery that does not require sutures, he can perform dozens of operations at his mobile eye cams in a 12-hour day. Dr. Ruud said, "I am proud of my patients. I am in their hearts and they are in mine." He is the co-founder of the Himalayan Cataract Project, which works to do away with preventable and curable blindness through high-quality ophthalmic care, education, and the development of a first-rate eye care infrastructure. Our heartfelt gratitude, Dr. Sandok Ruud, for your devoted work. May you continue to provide your invaluable assistance to precious individuals for many years to come, with heaven's abundant blessings.
In science news, a United States astrophysicist proposes a new theory on the origin of Saturn's rings. Using sophisticated computer calculations, Dr. Robin M. Canup of Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado, hypothesized that the rings formed when a moon of Saturn entered into its gravitational field. According to Dr. Canup, as it did so, the gravitational forces of the planet pulled the moon's icy outer layers away. Furthermore, it distributed them to form the rings as well as many of the smaller moons now circling Saturn. Her report is published in the prestigious scientific journal Nature. What an interesting explanation, Dr. Robin M. Canup. We look forward to learning more about Saturn and all the glorious planets in our infinite universe. Coming up, corn bunting birds in Scotland have sufficient food thanks to a collaborative endeavor. We'll say silent prayer for peace and joy in our world. Be right back. More exciting news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, amicable news for a gracious world. In animal welfare news, a collaborative endeavor in Scotland helps corn bunting birds find safe habitat on farmland. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, or RSPB, in the nation has worked closely with farmers near the Inverness Airport. Their goal is to ensure that the harvesting of crops leaves sufficient grain for the birds to eat. In addition, weeds full of seeds remain undisturbed as food for the feathered friends. Supported by the government funding, this eco-project has resulted in an increase in the number of the beautiful birds. Bravo, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds Scotland, farmers and Scottish Government for joining together to safeguard these lovely avian messengers. May we soon hear of such wonderful success stories in every corner of our globe.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Letters.
What two words have the most letters? The post office.
And now for our viewers' heartline on With God's Love, Christian Vegetarian Association, on our noble lineage.
Wonderful show. Now I am determined to be a vegetarian throughout my life. And as a Hindu, I am very happy that I am also a follower of Lord Christ. Glory to Christian Vegetarian Association, World Citizen from Canada.
Spiritual World Citizen, thank you for your positive note. As we know, the Hindu, Christian, and other great religions of the world are based in love for all creation and therefore advocate adherence to the plant-based diet. God bless you and the compassionate people of Canada. Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her congratulations and thanks for your benevolent decision. It made her day.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May our world shine with peace, friendship, and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Argentine Presidents Cristina Kirchner and Kuwaiti Emir His Highness Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Sabah signed accords to increase their nation's cooperation in areas that include investments, agriculture, and sports.
The World Bank donates $220 million to Bihar State in India for the Bihar Coastal Recovery Project that is helping rebuild lives and new earthquake-resistant homes for residents affected by 2008 floods.
For her first ever acting role in the French film Venue Noir, Cuban actress Yahima Torres is honored as most promising actress at the French Lumiere Awards.
Senators in Illinois, USA vote to end the state's death penalty, with the measure now needing only the approval of Governor Patrick J. Quinn to become fully enacted as law.
As part of an agreement between China's Ministry of Civil Affairs and the Shenzhen city government, Chinese movie star Jet Li's One Foundation is approved as a formal public foundation, a decision that may open more opportunities for others to participate in philanthropy.
Rawlicious, a vegan restaurant specializing in fresh food dishes, opens a second location in the renowned Yorkville neighborhood of Toronto, Canada, with hopes to expand even more in bringing this healthy, plant-based fare to the public.
Visiting Qatar for the first time, Portuguese Prime Minister José Sócrates meets with Prime Minister His Highness Sheikh Hamad bin Jassim bin Jaber bin Mohammed Al Thani, with the two agreeing to further cooperation in the areas of finance, tourism, energy, and telecommunications.
During a prayer ceremony commemorating lives lost in years of past civil war, Southern Sudan President Salva Kiir Mayardit calls on fellow countrypersons to forgive the North.
In a radio interview with country music station US 99.5, animal lover, meat-free advocate, and multi-Grammy winning singer Carrie Underwood says that her conscience does not allow her to cook meat, even for others.
Syrian President Dr. Bashar al-Assad issues a decree to increase heating allowances for state employees and retired employees, a decision he says he hopes will improve the living standards of the 2 million people set to receive it.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.